Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart.
Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week. per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
What is the worst thing that you can possibly have in a skincare product? So what is that answer? And you mentioned it a little bit, but let's just dive into it and let's talk about it.
Yeah. You know what, when people ask me, I get this all the time. What is the worst ingredient in skincare? Most people think, oh, parabens or phthalates. My answer surprises most people. If you omit this just one ingredient, you will most likely omit almost every other ingredient that's toxic, because when they put this ingredient in your products, they have to include other things in order to make it more stable or make it clean or not grow bacteria, things like that. This ingredient is plain old water. Water in your skincare is like sugar in your diet. It's not going to do you one bit of good on the outside or the inside. One of the reasons it's so bad for you, the water in the skincare, is because most companies, most big cosmo, putting water in their skin, and it's listed skincare, it's listed as that first ingredient, which means it's probably between 70 and 90% water. It's tap water. It's not even purified water. So when you look at what's in tap water, you're getting bombarded with things that can, if they're small enough, cross through the membrane with the oils that are in that product or on your skin, such as heavy metals. So many people don't realize that you can get heavy metal ingestion through your skin. It's also got, tap water's been tested to have bacteria. It's been tested to have radioactive material. If you think you've omitted, like hormone disruptors, think again if there's water in your products, because they have tested tap water, and birth control pills are like the number one source of contamination in tap water. So if you think you've omitted hormone disruptors and you're feeding your skin something that has tap water in it, you're actually feeding your body many different medications, whatever ends up in tap water, but birth control pills is one of them.
And they often have bougie names too, right? So it'll say Aqua. Yeah. And the first one is Aqua. It's like, guys, that's water.
It's water. And if it doesn't say purified after it, then it's plain old tap water. Because I know as a brand that I'm going to tell you what it is, especially when it's really good. Like if it's something that's organic, I'm going to let you know it's organic. If it's tap water, you're going to hide behind just water. But if it's purified, you will see this on some companies when they do purify, use purified, they put purified behind it. The other reason water is so detrimental to your skin.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
This is the main reason as far as the looks of your skin. Ultimately, whatever bad is in the skincare products are going to ultimately over time make your skin look worse. But in the product, water will dehydrate your skin. It evaporates off your skin. So if a product lists water as the first ingredient and the water is about 70% of that product, most of that product is going to evaporate off your skin, but it doesn't just evaporate harmlessly. It takes with it some of the moisture from within your skin. So the little bit of moisture they actually put, the little bit of the active oils that will pass through are not really going to be enough to hydrate your skin because the water itself is going to be pulling moisture. The best I can let people assimilate it with is when you've been in a bathtub too long or in a pool, a hot tub or bath, and you get out after 20 minutes or longer and your hands are like prunes. Well, you don't stop and think it's because it's being dehydrated, but really that's what happens. Your skin starts to become dehydrated from the inside because the water is actually pulling that moisture out.
And you're leaching. Yeah. And I think that's really an important note because most of us think, well, water is super hydrating, right? And I think in this context, from an inside out perspective, of course, we want to be drinking water. We want to be having the purified or the reverse osmosis water or as much clean water as we can get our hands on to take internally. But from an outside in perspective, this is what you're really saying, where we are over stripping the skin, we are dehydrating it. And that's when you can start to get, if I'm correct, just listening to you, this is where we can start to get that extra sebum and oil production because your skin is sort of evaporating, like the nutrients are evaporating with the water.
Yeah. So I like to say your skin is under the influence. It's kind of like being drunk. Your skin is under the influence of the chemical or the water imbalance from your skincare products. It doesn't know how to act. Your skin is like everything else in your body. It's an organ. It wants to be normal. It's going to do whatever it can to get your body or get your skin and keep your body within normal limits. So for skincare products, when I say omit the water, the reason why I believe that it's the most toxic, the most harmful ingredient is because when you look at companies like mine, like Primal Life Organics, that omit the water and only use plant-based ingredients for their entire formula, you omit everything else. You omit the emulsifiers. I don't need an emulsifier because I'm not using water and oil, which don't blend and mix. I don't need harsh preservatives. I don't need fillers. I don't need thickeners. I don't need those types of things in my product. When you're getting a product that's made with water, you are buying the majority of that product is things that aren't going to do one bit of good to your skin. They're actually going to do more harm than the possible good things that might come from the tiny little ingredients that are good for your skin, if they even get absorbed or if they can actually do any good for your skin. So that's why I say water's the worst. If you if you use products that are plant-based, oil-based, and omit the water, you're omitting the chance of you having something else in that product is pretty slim to none, because most companies like mine, when they build their formula without water, you just don't need those other things.
All right, Betty's, if you found that that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.